Drive.
Rob Carr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 570. My name's William Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
What is up? It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
Will, you look a little thinner.
Really?
I mean, maybe I'd ballpark 5 to 7 pounds.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good. For a person.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm finding it hard to believe just because I was on vacation.
Me too.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't know. I mean,
I didn't. Tanner and it makes you look thinner.
That's what it is. Got more tan. What makes you drop a few pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, thanks. I hope that's the case. I haven't stepped on a scale or anything. I just got back Monday night. So just getting my life back in order after a brief trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let me tell you something about Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
What?
It sucks.
Oh, really?
It's,
why do so many people vacation there? Oh, I know. Maybe because it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's close. You know, people, a lot of North Carolina plates, a lot of Ohio plates. It's just, you know, you can drive probably Ohio's 6 to 9 hours, I want to say, away. And it's just a good little getaway. Well, let me prerequisite what I said there, because it doesn't. We just have really nice beaches here.
Mm.
You know, I mean,
on the Gulf of America side.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So, you know, comparatively, I'm sitting out on a much worse piece of real estate. Interesting topography, though. There was like we were right on the end. It wasn't even, it was called Cherry Grove. It wasn't even technically Myrtle Beach, I don't think. So they had this nice little inlet that kind of went out. We were right on the tip of that. And then when the tides went out and in, there was a pretty dramatic difference in what you saw. I mean, it was like raging waters of, you know, the ocean rushing into this inlet. And then at low tide, it was totally calm. You could walk way out where the water was just rushing in deep. You know, hours before.
Mm.
Nice little island, Hog Island, I believe it's called.
Wonder why.
I wonder why, too. I definitely...
Don't wonder why.
Don't really wonder why it's called Hog Island, but I'm
kind of where I work now.
Really? There's going to have been some hogs out there for sure. But yeah, I made it back. Good company, but I kind of hinted to Julia. I just said, tell them to come to Florida next time. We can get a nice beach house on Siesta Key.
Ooh, best beach in America. Can't beat it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know, it is like the best and the worst to be from this area, and or I'm from San Diego.
Yeah.
So you take me to Daytona Beach?
Mm.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Right.
Then you talk to people who are from Cleveland, Ohio, they go, Daytona's great. I go, you don't know anything.
Yeah, you just don't know anything.
You don't know anything. That's
your problem.
You're not from San Diego. You're not from Clearwater. You don't get it. I get it. And it sucks because I'm impressed by nothing.
Right. Yeah, you got it all here. But anyway, like I said, good company. Had a nice time hanging out with my future mother-in-law and her friend and future brother-in-law. And it was just a grand old time. Mm. You know what it was? I didn't drink that much.
Because I don't really believe that for 1 second.
I didn't, because it really wasn't a... I bought a case of beer that lasted the entire span of 5 days.
Okay, but how many bottles of bourbon did you have?
I split one with my brother-in-law.
Was it a barrel?
It was just a regular, you know, 750 milliliter bottle.
In one day or like through the course of the trip?
I had a little bit before, the day before. And then there was about 3/4 of a bottle.
Oh, left, but that was it? There wasn't like
was it.
Drinking from dawn till dusk every day?
No. I mean, they're
Who
not really,
you?
They're not. Well, I'm a pig. I will do that. But they're not.
Right.
You know, they're productive human beings that have some sort of pride in themselves. Whereas me, I'm like, we're on the beach. What do we do? My inclination is to have a drink. You know, if that's 8:30 a.m. on a sunset walk or a sunrise walk, so be it.
Right. You're on vacation.
You're on vacation.
Yeah.
It happens.
I think is it the holidays? I feel like we're at the holidays.
we're getting into the holidays, July 4th. And then I really shut it down after July 4th and just kind of do what I want.
By holidays, he means the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving.
I mean, the whole winter.
Yeah. Know. November, December, it's pretty much just kind of shutting down. But so it was a nice time. They didn't really drink, so I didn't really drink that much. So maybe I did lose some weight, just not boozing.
Good.
That's what I'm going to go
with. Good for you. A lot of walking, that sounds maybe? Good. Some walking?
Yeah, did a lot of walking. Yeah, good. I mean, walking the beach and walking everywhere. There was nothing like there. There was not even a convenience store, so you had to walk a lot to get anywhere, like miles.
Have a car?
We did have cars.
Okay,
yeah. We drove.
People
there.
Typically use those when the distance is far.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a good time. We're starting late, 6:30 today, which might be a new thing. We don't really know yet. For the next 3 to 4 weeks, you can count on 6:30, maybe even 7.
Sorry.
Sometimes. Because Anna's got big news, which is...
I've got a job.
She's a job. Working gal.
I got a job now. And it's full time and it's like a real job.
Yeah.
It's a real job. But you know what? I feel like I have a really good attitude. And maybe the good attitude is the fact that I've had 18 cups of coffee today. My heart was beating so fast in the last quarter of the day. I like couldn't stop moving. I was just like, but what I love about this, A, the stability, right?
Yeah,
routine is nice.
Cash
coming in. That's nice. I have fallen back into my role. My first role that gave me attention in my life was teacher's pet.
Mm.
And boy, am I the teacher's pet. By the way, compared to everybody else, Company's great. Love the company. Not going to name the company. But compared to everybody else in my class, there's 11 of us, I think, training. I'm just going to say this. I'm tech support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the techie. And if you know me, I'm not that techie. So if you can just imagine the sort of questions that go on. One of them was like...
You're about to do an accent.
Yeah, I was about to do an accent.
Yeah.
The instructor was saying something about an asterisk, and some girl was like, "What the astronaut means?"
Oh no!
And I just I wept silently from laughter because it was an amazing question.
Yeah.
What the astronaut means? It's like, yeah, what does the astronaut mean?
That's a good question. Nobody knows.
I would like to know. And then today we didn't get into the computers for the first 2 days. So there was a lot of, let's just say icebreakers, a lot of, please share a fun fact about yourself, which I hate.
Yeah.
And I get really nervous when I have to share a fun fact about myself which is weird. Cause I'm like, Anna, you do radio. Why are you nervous to go, hi? Hi, everybody. I'm Anna. I'm from San Diego. I hate that stuff. I'm not used to it. So it makes me uncomfortable because it's so disingenuous to like who I am.
Yeah.
But I was able to kind of like, I feel like I'm falling into my class clown role.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can do to entertain myself.
Sure.
So we got into the computers today and we start an account with a company name and then a contact, main contact. Now, I didn't know that everybody else was going to see each other's company names. I just thought it was for me. Like, you ever, sometimes maybe you wear something or you wear makeup and the ladies go, I don't do it for everybody else. I do it for me. And that's what it felt like. I was like, I'm doing this for me. This is fun for me. And all of a sudden, all of our company names, the made up company names with made up customer, information pops up on the screen.
And I'm assuming you're fired after they showed yours.
And I hear one girl go, ain't the Pink Pony Club a strip club? And
was it the same girl asked about the astronaut?
Yes.
Yeah. I could tell by the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's from South Tampa. You know, you could tell it's a South Tampa accent. Yeah, right. Maybe it's East Tampa. I don't know. But yeah, she go, Pink Pony Club, a strip club.
That was her former employment. That's where she worked. Right. Until she That's worked what at I'm this assuming. New place. Yeah.
And then the instructor goes, oh, and the contact information is Hunter Biden. Yeah. And she goes, Whose is that? No one raises their hands. Whose is that? And then finally a little.
Oh, you cop to it. I would have just
went like that.
Did anybody seem irritated?
No, they loved it.
Oh, they did.
Loved
okay,
it because they're just everyone is just so desperate for like a just a chuckle that if they can chuckle to that, like they're happy to do it.
I wonder if people knew who Hunter Biden was.
I think
who's Hunter Byron?
I think the only person that knew was the instructor, and she just goes, I really like, because this is all corporate. I'm not used to corporate jargon. It's a completely different language to me. But she was like, I love how you just showcased your sense of humor. And I have to tell you, I like it.
Oh, really?
And I was like, yeah, girl, we on the same page. And then she said something negative about tariffs. And I said, never mind.
Yeah.
Probably not on the same page.
I think I was waiting for her to say, I like how you showcased your sense of humor, but don't do that again.
No, please. She was cool. She's cool. That's good. That's She's good. Awesome. I really like her. She is corporate America. Like everything about her is like she was born for this job.
Yeah.
She's just got that like, oh, you got a problem? I'll come right over. No problem. And she does that for 10 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean? That energy of like, oh, nope. You know what? You're doing great, Wanda. You're doing great. Keep at it. Excellent job. Where I'd be like, are you kidding me right now? Like that would be my attitude. And she's just great at her job. And I just say, hey, instructor, like you're amazing. So you just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, that's great. Yeah, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to say Hunter Byron is the astronaut, but it's too late now. Too late. So yeah. We'll just skip that entirely. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. You can reach us there. Usually live Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on willsyoutube.com or Rumble, Facebook, HMB Radio there. Go like those pages. And I guess for the time being, 6:30, maybe even a little later on Wednesdays for the next few weeks while Anna gets settled in her new deal. So, yeah, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back. Garrett says Super Chat is down. Is it? I hope not. Did we get that stripped? Maybe. I don't know.
Also, belated happy birthday to a very special Brian from Philly.
Oh, happy birthday
was on the 2nd. Yeah. And I just want to shout out Brian from Philly because he's amazing and just like such a great supporter of me and you. And
well, you. I don't think he really
Yeah, likes yeah.
Him,
it's mostly me, but you by proxy.
Okay.
You know, he showed me around Philadelphia. It was so cool to hang out with Brian from Philly in Philly.
Yeah.
When I was there a couple months ago. So just shout out to him. He's a good man. Good guy.
Yeah. Happy Big birthday, fan. Brian. You know what? I'm not seeing the usually it lets me know if I get a super chat and it's not showing me that, Garrett. I don't even know how to find it. What's up with that? That's whack. I'm sorry if you left one and it's not showing up. Did you pay? I hope you didn't pay.
Is it like he paid and we're just not seeing? Because if you did, then just share it in chat and we'll call it out.
You know how usually there's like a starred
comments
right here. It's not here. Now,
well,
which is weird. Show comments on stage. What's that? Chat overlay lets you display live comments directly on your stream. No, I don't really want to do that. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll figure that out later, I guess. Anyway, it's Wednesday.
It is.
It's the homemade broadcast, and we actually have content for you. First up, Anna.
Huh?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You love it.
Love it.
It's your home.
It is now.
Couldn't live anywhere else now.
Not really.
Okay. Well, Tampa Bay is among the most moved out areas in America. That's right. For the first time, Tampa Bay has been placed on the cities and areas with the highest number of move outs in America. Pods, a moving company, released its annual moving trends report. The company analyzed long distance moving numbers between July 2024 and March 2025 to determine where people are moving out of. And according to the report, more people are now leaving Florida than entering. The Tampa Bay and South Florida areas were both ranked among cities with the highest number of move-outs. Tampa Bay's appearance comes as a surprise as it previously ranked 4th and 9th on our move-in lists in 2022 and 23, respectively. However, It was suspiciously absent last year, and now we can see why, the report said. Pod's data listed Tampa Bay as the number 16 on the most move out list, while South Florida came in at number 3.
Can I give you two reasons why this is the case?
Sure.
Helene and Milton. People are done.
That's probably a lot to do with that. Although South Florida, I don't think really was affected by those storms, but still, yeah.
Were they affected by other ones? I can't even remember.
I don't believe so. At least, you know, not last year, I don't think. But yeah, for sure.
I mean, maybe they're getting priced out. Can't afford it.
I think that is probably what it is. I mean, the housing prices here are crazy. Although I looked at other places, they're crazy everywhere. So expensive. I can't imagine. Like, we're trying to look at into buying a house, and it's just,
forget it.
You know, my girl makes double what I make, and I do better than what the national average is now. And I feel like we're not even close.
You're not.
But I don't know. My buddy just did it. My buddy bought a $2 million house, and he makes $150,000 a year. So
does he have good credit? What's his spouse bringing in? Oh, you're going to a wedding soon.
That's the guy.
I know. I just remembered.
That's the guy. He bought a ranch in Colorado, somehow figured out a way to do that on his salary.
Would you want to own a ranch?
I wouldn't now.
You don't look like a rancher to me.
I'm not. I wouldn't say that I'm a rancher. I think that's a fair assessment of my...
You like ranch. But you don't.
I do enjoy ranch. I'm a blue cheese guy, honestly. But really? I'll squeeze in some ranch, no problem, on those wings. Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, people are doing it. I don't know how. I guess banks are... Like, that's what things cost, so banks are just having to finance these things. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I'm kind of afraid to find out, frankly. I've never bought a house, never even been close to doing anything like that. So, and I'm 40 years old.
I mean, you're right on track as far as I'm concerned.
People buy, like this guy that bought the 2 milli house, had a home when he was like 24, bought a house.
Will, I'm going to tell you something.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you something, Will, and I hope you take this wisdom and you put it in your pocket forever. Okay, you ready for this? Comparison is the thief of joy.
Okay? Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So when you just keep comparing yourself, you'll never measure up because there's always someone that's your age or younger that's done it, is a billionaire, whatever.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. And your buddy who just bought the 2 milli home is probably looking at somebody else going, man, but I don't have that. Mm. And that person's going, but I don't have that. Mm-hmm. And all the way up to you get to like Mark Zuckerberg, you know, and even he's like, I wish I was a purple belt.
Oh, that guy's building another alternate reality to live in. He doesn't like it so much. Yeah. He's got the metaverse. So.
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
I don't. I'm just saying, like, I feel like I'm behind, you know, kind of arrested development of where I'm supposed to be in my age group. Like, I'd never even considered buying a house.
I totally feel the exact same way, but
you're another freak. You're not a normal person.
Yes, but I am a person.
Well, you're a human. You have chromosomes.
I didn't even get person status.
I don't know yet.
Dang, man. It's not good. Here's the thing is, like, once you get past the age of, like, I don't know, 15, 16, you don't really, no one's looking for landmarks in terms of, you know, are you walking? Are you crawling? Are you this or are you that? After that, it's just like, did you buy your house? Yes. Did you get married? Uh-huh. Did you have children? Oh, you haven't done those things? Well, guess what? You're behind or you're delayed or, you know, we're meant to believe these things about ourselves and perhaps they are true. What are we going to do? You can't will it to happen.
No, I'm not.
Will.
I'm not. Will. I'm not asked. I'm not. I'm just saying I haven't. I'm not saying it's good or bad necessarily. I'm just saying I haven't done that.
Sounds like you're lamenting.
I would like to own land. And like, you know.
Do you ever really own land? I've heard that like if the city wants to build a road through it, they buy the land or the house off of you. And if you say no, they just do it anyways.
I think some places are better with that than others. I mean, there was, I saw one thing a long time ago where it was some guy would not sell to the developer. So they built around this like guy's land and his little home, and then it made like a bunch of McMansions around it in this community.
Fun. What a great view. Must
have hated, but
sure. And then he moved and sold the property and they built another mansion there.
Maybe later, but initially he said, no, I don't want your money. I'm living on my land.
Don't stand.
This is my land.
Yeah.
Here. And he stood his ground, and now he's got,
now he's dead.
Now he's probably deceased.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So the top 20 cities, I think you can see the first one here. Number one.
This is move outs.
Move outs. Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number one. Not surprising. They were number one last year as well. Northern California. So basically just California. It's Los Angeles, San Francisco. Everything else in between, it's either one of those two. So that was number two. And that came in second in 2024. South Florida is a little bit of a surprise. Miami area, third in 2024.
It's too expensive.
So they're all pretty much the same. Long Island, another one, same, came in at number four in 2024. San Diego.
Also eighth. Another very, very expensive city.
Yes.
These are all just expensive cities and no one can live there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Central Jersey coming in at number six. Chicago, another big city. Boston.
Ugh.
Hudson Valley, which I think is a pretty, isn't that northern New York? Nice area.
I don't know.
No. Denver. Nice, but really expensive. Santa Barbara,
beautiful.
California.
Go Gauchos.
Your old college town.
Yes.
Seattle, which I heard was the number one place of move-ins.
Ugh.
But I guess that's not true, or maybe it still is true that they're just number one and then number 12 on this other list.
You know what I have to say about the Pacific Northwest? No, thanks.
I think that I've never really been. So I can't really say I've experienced the Pacific Northwest, but Seattle is kind of a world-class city.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it totally is. But you got to just think Pacific Northwest, you got rainy, dreary, depressing for like 8 months. Mm. And then for 4 months, it's like beautiful and everything's like blossoming and flowers. But outside of that window, it sucks.
Mm.
You know, you got to think like grunge.
Yeah,
you know, that's where grunge originated, because it's like this really like moody, sad place, the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
So
agreed. Where's Stockton, Modesto?
Yeah, it's like Central California.
Okay, so it's the whole Los Angeles is south.
Like if you go Bay Area and go inland,
yeah,
you hit Stockton.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle there. Okay. Washington, D.C., number 14. Hartford, Connecticut. Tampa Bay coming in at number 16. Fresno, California, 17. Austin, Texas, 18. Another one that just blew up and probably got too big too fast and people just can't afford it. Bakersfield, California. So a lot of California, some Floridas, you know, and then the big cities rounding out at number 20 at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Pod said that people are still moving to Florida, but is no longer the hotspot of the years past. Between 2021 and 23, Florida consistently had at least six cities on the list for the top cities people are moving to. But this year, there are only two. Ocala and Jacksonville.
Ugh.
These are the top 10 cities.
No offense to our listeners in Ocala and Jacksonville.
I like Ocala and I like Jacksonville. These are the top 10 cities with the highest number of move-ins. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Wilmington.
Wow.
We're almost moved. Okay, Wilmington was going to be my home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Ocala, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Greenville. I love Greenville. Greenville's really nice.
Is that where you're? No, that's not where your girl's from.
No.
That's
Greensboro. Yeah. Dallas, Fort Worth, Charlotte. I got a buddy that moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. Boise, Idaho.
Boise is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, at least in the summertime. Went there for a weekend a couple of years ago, and I was talking. I went there for a bachelorette party. I was like, did you spell Vegas wrong? What do you mean we're going to Boise, Idaho? It was actually incredible, and I would definitely go back there again. Hey, Garrett!
Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. So it's working.
It's working. Should we just...
that 1 second.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll just... let's just finish out this list, then we'll do the super chat here. Number eight, Knoxville, Tennessee. Number nine, Nashville, Tennessee. And then rounding out number 10, Jacksonville, Florida.
Brilliant.
So... good. Hopefully that will affect property prices. Probably not.
Nope.
Let's see. Garrett, thank you very much. Super chat. You can leave Garrett, your super chats to pop over here. I left a voicemail. If you'd like to have him back and forth, I'll call in. Okay. I don't have my setup here. I want to do call-ins. I think that would be fun. It's just nobody calls in.
Well, anymore.
We did. Oh, that's right. We would get our one call from
Joe. He just has to sit in silence in that bed, just eating pizza and challah toast by himself.
Well, let me do this, Garrett. And if people call in, I'm happy to do that. Let me play your message. And we'll do that this time. And then in the future, we'll do... I hope you didn't curse in this. I'm going to put it on the...
I wanted to call in live during your podcast, but I was curious of your thoughts and meeting you guys. If you potentially will be going to the Bone Beach Bash, July... Is it 19th? Through the 21st. We'll be in attendance, staying in St. Pete. Location. A little bit, I can tell. I'll tell you on live. But yeah, if you're not going, I say you go. And if you are going, let's meet up. That's scary.
Are you going to be going to the Bone Bash?
That's going to be a no. That's going to be a no for Mean Dog. But I don't think they want to see my face.
Yeah, I think Anna's...
For a number of reasons.
It's a shame because, you know, now Anna's not even working at the place that, you know, cast her into the shall not be named file.
Right, but there. I did work you for did them. Work. So it's just kind of like tainted my reputation in their eyes. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah,
it is. You can't win them all. You can't win them all.
I think I definitely could go. I would have to, you know, obviously... pay my way in. I don't know if there's I think you could probably just go. Do you know what it is? They rented a like a resort, essentially.
The whole resort?
Oh, I don't know about that, but there was a certain block of rooms that they rented out that, you know, all the crew, all the Bone crew is staying there and, you know, hanging out, drinking, doing events.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think they were doing it when I worked for them.
I think they did it once and Johnny and I were not invited. I'm pretty sure it was just like the Calta show or something.
Yeah.
Now it's a whole station. So everybody's, I think probably even JP will come down for that. I would imagine. I think I could. I think it would be very awkward if I did.
It would be uncomfy.
Yeah. I just don't think it would be.
I think Johnny will be there.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
So yeah. I don't know. You haven't seen Johnny since everything's gone down.
I haven't.
So that would be uncomfortable.
And I think I would have been okay with it. A while ago, but since he tried to snake me, you know, kind of tarnish my, I don't really want to do that now. So I don't know. And I don't know what people's opinions are of me anymore. So
they're not good.
It seems like they're not very good. I think they're relying on third party information for a lot of their hearing hearsay through other people, perhaps who may not be bananas about me. And, you know, they might be embellishing quite a bit, but if they're just, I want to say too dumb, but that's kind of harsh. So what's an alternative I could say? If you're
misinformed
and willfully misinformed, then
no pun intended.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know what to do about that. But
you don't,
I mean,
you're not going to go. That's what no, you're gonna
I'd, do. Garrett,
can't,
I'm sorry.
Garrett, we can't go. We're, yeah. Especially me, but probably will too. It would be uncomfortable. Especially, what are you going to do? Rock up by yourself?
Yeah.
And then JP hates you. Garrett Dizzy hates you. Yeah. Johnny hates you. Yeah. Calta hates you.
No, I don't think Mike hates me.
Well, you know, whatever.
I think it's he's just probably
ambivalent. Yeah, just it would just be uncomfortable.
And it would probably be like, oh, hey, man. Hey, what's up? I used to kind of work here. And I still kind of do. Here's my key card. Yeah, no, it's too weird.
I get it. I'm sorry, Garrett. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too. I do want to, like, some people have expressed doing a meetup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for that. Like, Mike from St. Pete, he messaged me about doing that. I just don't know. My biggest nightmare would be doing something like that and nobody showing up.
Yeah.
Like, put up a banner and then it's like waiting and waiting and nobody would show
up. I won't even show up. I'll call Will. Be like, is anyone there? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm not coming.
I wish I still had that like Tap House 61. I guess I kind of do. That's used to be my bar.
I have a connection there. I have a very good friend who's there like every other day.
I mean, I know the owner still, and I know the operator. I just don't have the same relationship like I had with the owner that I do with the or that. You know, I don't have the same relationship with the operator of it, the manager.
I got you.
But that would be a good place, St. Pete.
Yeah, yeah. You know, love St. Pete.
I don't know. And I know we got a lot of people, you know, so Mike and Garrett would show up, I think. That might be it. So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know what to do.
We'll see.
I don't know what to say or do. But yeah, I would like to do that in the future. Anyway, we're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Thank you very much, Radio St. Pete. If you're watching on YouTube or on Substack, you're obviously going to get the extra bonus time where we cuss and talk about other things. And it's fun. It's fun. We got some good juicy stuff on the other side. So hmbradio.substack.com. Thank you to Juan. Juan signed up for the Substack. That's awesome. Happy to have you. And it's a great way to support the show. I try to keep it as reasonable as possible. You know, you get the podcast early if you sign up, and you get the even the free version. You'll get the 30 minutes up front as opposed to waiting like a pleb on Sundays. So I hope I'm making it sound appealing. I feel like I'm not. But anyway, thanks, Juan. And thank you, Radio St. Pete. And stay tuned if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.